this weekend at the Bryant Park Project, we saw a little piece in the New York Times about bloggers dying from the stress of their work.
Oh, no.
I know. But I can see it, actually. I mean, I don't want them to, not dying. That sounds a little extreme. But every day, like every second of every day, you have to be on top of this thing. Web editor Laura Conaway is in our studio now. Laura, you maintain the BPP blog. How's your work-life balance treating you?
Well, it's pretty good because I do it by not staying on top of anything.
That's so my strategy. Not true. You're very good.
I do always wonder about that phrase work-life balance because it suggests that work and life are opposite.
It's true.
It's actually death-life balance. Anyway, so it turns out that a couple of big-time bloggers have actually blogged until they dropped. And so I've, of course, blogged that this morning. I read it over the weekend when I actually try not to touch a computer because I feel like it actually hurts a little bit if I do.
Yeah.
And then I got this phone call from Matt Martinez. You guys have referenced it a little bit on the show, that our podcast cracked the top 25 on iTunes.
Woohoo!
Which makes you feel pretty good when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pat on the back, right? I think we've dropped back down now into the depths of the 30s somewhere, but we're going to get back
That's
up there.
That's all right.
That's just how it goes.
We broke the seal. We'll be up again.
Yes.
So a little while ago, I was on vacation. I was actually out in Nevada. And because I was on vacation, I was working. And I got this email from a listener named Joe Grassi, who kept hearing a particular sound on our podcast. You want to know what it is? Know what it is?
Yeah. I watched Saturday night. I watched 3 Law & Orders in a row. Yeah, I know what that sounder is.
It goes straight out of Law & Order. We use it on the show when we do a ripped off from the headlines, which is where we do a piece that we like because we saw it in another place.
And on Law & Order, that's sort of the shtick, is that these stories are ripped from the headlines.
Cha-chong.
Ga-dong.
Can we just do that again? I'm sorry. I don't get to cue this very often.
Oh, we can't?
I can't?
He's already pulled it. You get it once and you can't get it twice.
All right. Next time you guys do it, I want to be in here to do it.
Ga-dong.
So anyway, I talked to this guy, Joe Grassi, and it turns out that he works on a Chrysler assembly line outside Detroit, mm-hmm. which basically means that he's sort of hanging on to the coattails of the American economy. And he's one of our podcast listeners. He's been in the auto industry for 8 years. He says he has never gained in seniority because nobody else has been hired after him. Been laid off 3 times. 2 kids, they're hanging in there.
That's tough.
And I asked him a little bit about his experience of the workday and our podcast.
We assemble the doors and the Grand Cherokee and the Dakotas and Rams. Our standard production rate is 180 an hour. It's all robots. And we load the parts on. And the robots take them away and do the welding. And I actually rely on the show a lot to make those couple hours fly by.
Is that kind of sweet?
Yeah.
Not kind of sweet. Unbelievably sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, here's this guy who's putting together 1,200 to 1,400 doors a day. And each day he hears our podcast actually the day after it happens. Tomorrow, when he actually hears himself on BPP.
Shout out to Joe.
Hi, Joe. He'll be putting together, I think, probably doors on an interior panel. It comes in 2 pieces, and he puts it together and sends it off. It's really, listening to him talk about his life and hanging in there, it makes you feel like you're watching Roger and Me all over again in a way.
Well, anything we can do to make Joe's day a little bit better, I'm all for it.
Yes, the BPP.
All right. So podcast us, listen to us online, satellite radio, so many ways into our world. Laura Conaway edits our website and our blog. You can find us at npr.org/Bryant Park and twitter.com/BPP. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
Hey, and we did it. That's it for this hour of the BPP.
You make it sound like it was so hard, Rachel.
It was so hard.
Hey, we did it. We made it.
We made it through. I was lagging a little bit this morning. I meant to say, let's rewind. Hey, we did it, folks.
We had a great show today.
That's this hour of the BPP.
Yeah, that is it for this hour of the BPP. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We do thank you for listening. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm a very happy Rachel Martin. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Like the spirit.
Come again.